Amen. Bless the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, good
Good
evening, good
evening,
evening.
good evening, good evening. Yes, bless the Lord.
Good evening.
I'm having some computer glitches and some computer problems here. Where it just continue to reboot. Each time it continue to reboot itself. You know, but we speak the blood of Jesus over it. And we pray that it will remain up this time. Amen. All right,
In Jesus' name.
we got a packed evening tonight here, this evening. Very packed up. You know, we now is what? Now is 2 minutes after eight. So we're gonna get right into it. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you for your grace, we thank you for your mercies. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness. We thank you that, Lord, that our strength lies in you. All our strength comes from you, mighty God. We confess, Lord, that we cannot do anything of our own. We must have the Savior with us because we dare not walk alone. We must feel your presence near us, mighty God, and your arms around us thrown. Then our soul will fear no hill. Where you lead us, we will follow. We will go without a murmur, and your footstep we will follow still. Mighty God, we just turn over this evening's proceeding into your hand. We pray, Spirit of the Living God, that you will rise up our spirit to worship you. Cause our soil to be fertile so that as your seed, the seed of your word, is sown on it, it will bring forth fruit. And it will come through to maturity. Mighty God, we pray that the enemy will catch none of the words tonight. But Lord God, all of it will be enveloped in our spirit so that we'll be stronger and more leaning towards you, mighty God, learning to lean on you. Mighty God, we commit our speaker tonight into your hand. We pray, God, that you will equip. And you will furnish her in the name of Jesus. Let the words of our mouth, meditation of our heart be accepted in your sight, mighty God. We come against every computer glitch. We come against, mighty God, everything that the enemy would try to do to prevent this meeting even now. We tear down every power that is unlike you, mighty God, and we stand in victory, knowing, mighty God, that you who has called us, equipped, and you have prepared the platform even now for your purpose. Draw your people by their numbers, mighty God, as we tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty name and for the glory of Almighty God. Amen and amen. Isn't he
Amen.
wonderful? Our God is wonderful. You know,
Amen.
when we see how intentional He is towards us, his people. We as a people ought to be intentional as well, knowing that we are not our own, but we belong to Jesus. Might I remind you this evening that we are no bastards. Amen. We are legitimate children of the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, we are legitimate. We are no second class. But we are first-class citizens of glory. Amen. And that is enough to cause us to rejoice in a full and free salvation, knowing that our destiny is not anywhere on this earth, but our destiny is to be with our Lord. Amen. So whatever challenges we may face, we have this assurance that Jesus is the one that fights our battle. The battle is not ours. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to this evening, but the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. You know, we have no lot and part trying to fight our own battles because, you know, we are just here to be God's hands and feet as we pilgrim on this journey. It's not our worries to be fighting any battle of our own. Amen. Jesus is Lord, and he makes a way where there seems to be no way. So I want to welcome you all again to another Bible study. It's the seventh day of the second month, 2026, and it's a blessing. It's a date that we will never see again, date that we have never seen before. And we are rejoicing because something good is about to happen. Amen. This evening we have our own Sister Camille that will be presenting for us this evening. And know the Lord has laid a word on our heart to deposit in our spirit. So as she come, make her welcome in the name of Jesus. Just begin to worship within your spirit, having a connection, because we know that something good is about to happen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So without no further ado, I want to welcome to the podium Sister Camille in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless the Lord. Sister Camille.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon.
Hallelujah.
I greet you well, people of God, in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus. Greetings.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Greetings.
Amen.
Bless the
Bless the
Lord.
Lord.
Greetings,
Greetings, my sister. God bless you.
All right. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much. And it's always an honor and a privilege whenever I get an opportunity to share the word of God with God's wonderful people. And so tonight is no different. And so, as Deacon would have mentioned earlier, it's a packed evening. There's so much to share, and I will share as the Holy Spirit of God leads me. Amen. And I want to say to us that it is, we have the space for a discussion. So at any point in time, you feel the need to add or to ask a question or to just give an input, then I gladly welcome it. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Today I'm going to be sharing with you on the Ark of the Covenant. I'm not sure how many of us are familiar with it, but I'm going to be sharing what I have found out about the Ark of the Covenant. And I will say that the study is not conclusive. There's always more to learn. Amen. And I hope that by the end of the study, that your appetites will be whet so that you can go forth and find some more information for yourself about the Ark of the Covenant. Just bow your heads with me as I commit myself unto the Lord. Lord God Almighty, I honor you today. I glorify you because you are God. And as I come before your people today, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that you have considered me worthy enough to share a word from your throne
Yes,
room.
Lord.
I pray today, God, that as I decrease, that you will begin to increase within me, that you will speak, O God Almighty, through me, Holy Spirit of God, and allow your
Jesus.
word to be released with clarity so that your people may understand, Lord God, this word that you have sent for such a time as this. I pray, Lord, that your presence will permeate the very atmosphere of this platform.
Hallelujah.
And as I give you glory tonight, I pray that you will speak. Hallelujah. As I open up my members to you, even now, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And so,
Hallelujah.
like I said earlier, I'm going to be sharing on the Ark of the Covenant. So, the Ark of the Covenant is a physical object, right? It was considered the most sacred object in Israel's worship. No, the reason for this is because it wasn't actually, but it represented the manifested power and presence of God Almighty. So it was an embodiment of God's presence, a representation of God's presence among his people. Like a chest, right? A sacred chest that was designed by God. The inspiration came from God. The instructions came from God to Moses to build that covenant, which was a housing for the presence of God. Now, when we look at the construction of the physical object, as I said earlier, Moses was the one chosen by God to do this. And when God commanded Moses to build the ark, God commanded Moses to build the ark when the Israelites were in the wilderness. And God did this intentionally to emphasize the fact that he desires to dwell with his people among their journey. And so tonight we're going to be looking at the different parts of the ark, how those parts apply to our lives today. And we're going to be looking at how we can become the walking ark. We can become the host of the presence of Almighty God. Our first reading tonight is from Exodus 25, and we're going to look at verses 10 to 22 to see the construction of the ark. Exodus 25, so turn with me your Bibles to Exodus 25, verses 10 to 22, and I would love to have a reader for that. We won't read all the scriptures, but I need a reader for this one. Exodus 25, 10 to 22.
All right, let me have a go at it. Exodus 25, verse 10 to 22.
Amen.
And they shall make an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof, and 1.5 cubits the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold. Within and without shall they overlay it, and shall make upon it a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof. And 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the rings by the side of the cover, by the sides of the ark, and they that the ark may be borne with them. And the staves shall be in the rings of the ark, and they shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee, and thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits. And a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work. A beaten work shall thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherub on one end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall he make the cherubims on 2 ends thereof. And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another. Towards the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. Here endeth.
Bless the Lord, Deacon. Thank you so much for reading the scripture. And so we're going to examine that scripture tonight. When we look at the very beginning, the first few verses, we see where Moses was given some explicitly specific instructions, amen, and dimensions. Right, to be used in the construction of the ark. And I said explicitly specific because there was much details in what the Lord would have given to Moses. He gave Moses all the dimensions, all the materials. He didn't just say, make me an ark and give the dimensions and then just, no, he gave the materials as well with precision, right? And God did this intentionally when he spoke to Moses. And Moses consciously noted the instructions and carried them out. He was very careful in carrying out these instructions. When I read it, I'm like, oh my word, very specific. But Moses was very meticulous in carrying out these instructions in order to construct the ark. Moses never missed a step. And when he got the instruction, he moved. He didn't rebut. He didn't question. He did exactly what he was told. And as I would have read, I couldn't help but reflect on how sometimes the Lord would have given, let me talk for myself, given me instructions sometimes, and I question the Lord, or All right, God, I'm going to do it. But you know how many times have we been told to do something? The Lord tell us to do something, and we're there toying with the idea, or we want it, we're going to do it, but we want to do it in our own time, right? How many of us eagerly would run and carry out the instructions like Moses did? How many of us, really?
My
Mighty
God.
God.
Yes,
Do we
sometimes I would.
compromise or do we carry out the instructions? Praise God. I want to remind us tonight that delayed obedience is still disobedience. Because if God give us an instruction and said to do this and to do it within a certain time, the fact that we don't do it within that time, we're still disobedient. So even if we do it afterwards, I want to remind us that delayed obedience is still disobedience. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Now, when we look further in the scriptures, we see, let's look at the materials, right? They're there for a reason. Let's look at the materials. God didn't just say make it from wood. He gave the specific name of the wood, right? So this, I think the King James Version says the shittim, and another version said the acacia wood. And when we look at the wood, it is understood that this wood symbolizes humanity, right? Because you know, after a while, you know, the wood is going to be there. The wood will go on and do its time, but it's wood, so it will eventually rot, just like us as human beings. It's not, you know, immortal. It will eventually decay, right? So the wood represented humanity. Moses was then instructed in the scripture that was read to overlay the wood with gold. My God, gold. And it is believed that the gold on the inside represents divinity and holiness. Think about gold. What do we know about gold? Anybody want to share? What do we know about gold? Nobody? So we know that gold is, we know gold expensive, right?
Precious.
Precious.
Yes, very
We know
costly
rare, very costly, of course.
and pretty
It
beautiful.
doesn't change. The
Beautiful
color doesn't
gold.
change.
It does what's this?
The color doesn't change. It lasts
It
too.
doesn't change. It doesn't change. Praise God. It's rough in its natural state. Excellent. I love all of these responses. But what stood out for me is the process that gold goes through to be refined. You know, it goes through the fire. Why? So that every single trace of impurity that was in that gold is removed. It doesn't matter how small it is never overlooked, right? It has to go through that fire until every trace of impurity is removed, and that's when the gold is refined. And then it's the same way, the same thing happens with God's presence. There is no room for impurity in the presence of God. The presence of God demands holiness. Amen. There's no compromise. No compromise. Is that you're holy or you're not holy? There's no halfway mark. Just like with the gold, is that it's pure gold? Or it's I don't even know if it's impure, if it's considered gold, really, you
It
know?
says pure gold, pure gold,
All right.
pure
And
gold.
so, excellent. And so it has to be purified. And that's how it is when we get into the presence of the Lord. And that's how it is with us if we're going to become the walking ark. We must have that purity inside of us. Amen. Like gold. There's no room for compromise. There's no room for impurity. And we must be pure. All right. So I have just as believers, just like the inside of the ark is lined and overlaid with gold that is 100% pure. We are challenged tonight to examine our own lives, to examine our hearts, to ensure that purity is being maintained and entertained within us. And we can't do it by ourselves, you know. We need
No.
the Holy Spirit of God, amen, to search
Amen.
us and to expose some things to us. My God, like lately I've been on a journey. The Lord has put me on a consecration journey. And sometimes when I pray and I would just go before the Lord, some things that He would reveal to me that I otherwise didn't know or didn't pay attention to, right? But because I'm intentional now in maintaining that purity before the Lord, I see some little things where I say, Camille, brush up on this. Camille, brush up on that. And so if we're going to maintain that purity, we need the Holy Spirit to be within us, to examine us and to expose to us, this is what I need, you need to work on. And so we repent of it and we work towards it. And so we experience that purification, that
Yes, oh
sanctification
yes.
that the Holy Spirit brings.
Sanctification. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And so becoming the ark, meaning that we're going to intentionally host the presence of God. It's not just being a Christian and just, every day going on. We're going to intentionally host the presence of God. And if we're hosting Him, everything that would cause Him to want to leave, we're going to move away from those things. Amen. So as to not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Bless the Lord. Now, when we look at verses 12 to 15, it mentioned rings of gold and poles that are to be made so that the ark could be transported without being touched. And this emphasizes the holiness of God, the principle that His presence must be approached. When we're going into the presence of the Lord, we don't go any old how. That's why the
No,
Bible says God the
no.
Spirit. And they
We
that worship Him must do
worship
so in
Him. We worship in
spirit
spirit and in
and in
truth.
truth. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so we need to approach
Amen.
His presence with reverence and obedience. It's not, we don't go to God like we're familiar, your
No.
familiarity. No, He's a holy God. We're not worthy to enter in His presence without the Holy Spirit. And so as we bow and we consecrate our lives, we approach God with reverence and
Reverend.
obedience. Yes,
Amen. Amen.
ministerliness. Holy fear. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh,
Bless the
yes.
Lord. Praise God.
Oh,
Now,
yes.
when I read this, now I was like, many of us as believers, we desire God's power. Amen. We're
Amen.
working in the vineyard. We want the power of God within us. We want
Yes.
the favor of God. We want the
Oh,
favor,
yes.
don't we? We
Oh,
want the
yes.
manifestation of His presence. And
Yes,
we call God and we say, God, let your power and your
follow
presence be
me.
manifested in my
Amen.
life.
Amen.
Yes, we want all of that. But how many of us are consistent when it comes down to the process that God is taking us through? Some of
Jesus.
us are really struggling when it comes
Oh,
on
God. My God.
inconsistency.
My
Thank
God.
you, Jesus.
We want the outcome, we want to walk in the favor. We want the glory to be on us, but we don't want the discipline. So we pull away, mighty God, from the
God.
discipline part. Jesus, we want the glory, not the consecration. Mighty God, how many of us are at that place? We want the glory to show, but we don't want to live the consecrated
Oh
lives.
God.
Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. My God,
My Lord.
the Ark of the Covenant reminds us that the presence of God does not rest on intention alone. So you might have a good intention, yes. You might have a good desire, yes. It's not enough. We have to change that desire and that intentionality into actions before we can experience the manifestation of the power of God. Amen. And
Hallelujah.
so the good intention alone is not enough. We need to go approach God with holiness. It should be evident in our actions. Holiness, obedience. Because some of us, we struggle. And I say we. Because sometimes I get some instructions. People of God, I'm not lying to you. It's hard. But I have to remember and ask God to be patient with me as He prunes me and work on me. And I'm being honest. Sometimes the instruction is not the easiest ones to carry out, but still we have to do what the Lord has called us to do. Amen. And so we have to walk in
Amen, so true.
obedience, in holiness, and there must be honor for God's divine instructions. When there's honor for His instructions, when we get the task, we get up and we move with the speed of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. And so we are working and we're growing. Bless the Lord. Now, the cover, and if you've never seen the Ark of the Covenant before, you can just type it in on your phone and it will come up on the internet so you can see what it looks like. But the cover of the Ark of the Covenant was called the Mercy's
Mercy
Seat.
seat.
The
Amen.
Mercy Seat.
Yes.
And that, as according to the scriptures, was made of pure gold.
Gold. Amen.
Bless the Lord. It had two cherubim angels that were positioned facing each other right on top of the mercy's
Mercy
seat.
seat. Yes.
And in between
Mercy
verses
seat.
17 to 22, it records would have showed that God said that he would meet his people and speak between the cherubims.
And
That's the between the
cherubims,
two
the two
angels
angels.
that were there. When we
Yes.
look at other scriptures as well, we see, like for example, Psalm 99, verse 1 says, "The Lord reigns, and let the people tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubims. Let the earth shake." So he sits right, but his presence is right between the cherubim angel
Cherubims.
on the mercy seat of the
Amen.
Ark of the
Amen.
Covenant. Praise
Amen.
God. And so the mercy seat, now it represents where the place where judgment is overcome or is covered
Easy.
by mercy,
Oh, yeah.
right? It had to do with the blood sacrifice that would often be made. That's where it would be made, because on the Day of Atonement, and I'm going to explain what that is a little bit later on,
Oh,
the Day
yes.
of Atonement, the high priest would sprinkle the blood, of whatever sacrifice they have made, whatever animal, on the mercy seat, right? The scripture, I'm going to share with you what the scripture says, but they would sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat,
Oh,
and
God.
that symbolizes that mercy covers the law broken beneath it. Sin,
Right.
the law of sin. Mercy overcomes sin. Amen. Praise God. And that's why we have repentance. But if you look in Leviticus 16, Leviticus 16, verses 14 and 15, it reads, "He shall take the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. And before the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle the blood with his finger 7 times. Then he shall slaughter the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people. Bring its blood inside the veil and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat before in front of the mercy's seat." So on the cover of the ark is the mercy seat, and that's where the high priest would go when they enter into that place, the Holy
The
of
blood.
Holies, and sprinkle that blood. And that would be, the high priest would do this, in an attempt to seek atonement for the sins, for their sins, for the sins of the people that are there,
Oh, God.
and just forgiveness. And so they would make that sacrifice. But glory to God tonight when I share that we don't have to do that
Oh,
anymore.
mighty God.
My God,
Thank you,
Jesus would have
Jesus.
shed his blood for you and I
Thank you,
once and for
Jesus.
all. And because of that, we're able to receive blood. We're able to receive mercy through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Blood.
Amen. It's Leviticus. Let me put it in the chat. Leviticus, yes, 16 verses 14 and 15. Praise God. Are we coming along? Any remarks? Any comments?
Going on fine. Going on fine. Going on
All
fine.
right. God bless
Amen.
you.
Praise the
Thank you. Thank
Lord.
you. Fine, Sister Camille. Praise
Yes, I
God.
concur. You're going on fine, sis.
Yes. Fine, fine.
All
Following,
right.
following.
All right. Good. Now, on the inside of the Ark of the Covenant, there were three sacred items that were mentioned. And
Yes.
Jesus was in God was intentional in telling Moses to put these things in there, because each of them has a deep significant spiritual significance. In Hebrews 9 verse 4, they are clearly outlined. And the first one is the golden pot that had manna
Manna,
in it.
amen.
Yes, the manna. Now, this represents the fact that the Israelites had to depend. They were in the wilderness and hungry, and God fed them with manna. So that golden pot that was placed inside of the Ark of the Covenant represents, depending on divine provisions, depending on God or divine provisions, and sustaining oneself through the knowledge of God, right? It showed that you were completely dependent on God. You're
Yes.
not able to do it of yourself. You're not able to survive. We are not able to survive of our own. We're fully dependent on God and on the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that was the first thing. The second thing that was mentioned is Aaron's rod. Aaron's
Amen. That
rod.
God give you
Amen.
amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, if you turn to Numbers 17, Numbers 17 verses 1 to 10, it shows, it explains Aaron's rod.
God
For the
in.
sake of time, I'm not going to go into all of it, but write it down and you will read it in your own time. Numbers 17 verses 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
So in this passage of scripture, you will see where God instructed Moses to gather one rod from each of the 12 tribes of Israel and to place them in the tabernacle in front of the ark. So this was before, God would have said to Moses, put Aaron's rod in the ark, right? He said, gather all the rods from the 12 tribes of Israel, put them in front of the Ark of the Covenant. But when I want us to look at verse 8 from chapter 17. Verse 8 says, and it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi had
Levi.
sprouted,
Yes.
budded, produced blossoms, and yielded almonds.
Months.
When I saw this, I'm like, Holy Spirit of
Oh my
God,
God. Oh my God.
can you imagine?
My
This is,
God.
remember, I know people have got the rod is the rod. A rod would be like a piece of wood that you cut off, but it's not
Yes.
connected to any
Come to
roof.
life.
It,
Hey.
exactly.
Hallelujah.
It's not connected to any root, but yet still, this rod that was disconnected from root. They're like you chop off one limb off of one tree
Unconnected,
and put you over
unconnected.
here stuff.
Yes.
But the power of God is so much that
Oh
this
my
rod
God.
would have it sprout, it budded
Yes.
overnight. No, let's not forget that
Thereafter.
today, tomorrow, Moses put it today, put it there tomorrow. Exactly, elder, possibly dried. It's a rod, it's not connected to any root, so more than likely it's dried.
It's dry. Yes, it is
Yes,
dry.
dry. But it sprouted, it budded, it blossomed,
Yes,
and it bear
bear
fruit,
fruit.
almond.
Amen.
By
Hallelujah.
the next day, the power of Almighty God,
Miracle.
Jesus,
Praise
the
Amen.
miracle,
Amen.
Holy
Amen.
Jesus. Now, putting this rod in the covenant symbolizes, it is believed that it symbolizes that God's chosen authority and the resurrection life. I said resurrection life because this was a dead piece of wood, right?
Dead, dead, dead.
Because the dead staff, which was disconnected from root, somehow miraculously produced almonds. That in itself is the miracle. Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
so Moses was told, listen, take Aaron's rod and place it in the Ark of the Covenant as
Yes, yes,
well.
yes.
Amen. And
Yes.
so when we read about this and when we see the power of God in our own lives, I don't know about you. I am challenged. I
Awesome,
am challenged. Say, no man,
awesome, yes.
this is done. This is, listen, we're looking at this stick that dried up barren. You
Yes.
would think it's barren because it's not connected to any roots. How can a rootless limb bear fruit overnight at
My
that?
God,
It just shows the
hallelujah.
power of God. How much are we limiting the power of God in our lives? It's that same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Forever.
Still alive. The power of God is still very much active right now in our lives. And so we're challenged tonight when our situations look dry and look dead up and look dead and look barren. I am challenging you tonight to put it before the God of Aaron. Amen. So that he can
Yes.
allow by the next day, within a couple of hours, life came, and with life
Jesus.
came Fruit was born. So much would have happened within a few
Hallelujah.
hours. How much are
Glory.
we limiting God, the
Glory.
move of God in our lives with our
Mighty
mindset
God.
and our expectations? Mighty God, I challenge you
Thank you,
tonight,
Jesus.
renewed mindset as we go forward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. Praise God. All right, the third thing that was within the
On.
covenant was the tablets
Tablets of
of the
stone.
covenant, which is tablets of stone, minister, which had the commandments on
Commandments.
it. Right? Now the tablet represents God's law, right?
Laws.
Had the commandments on it, God's laws and righteous standard, right? And this reveal that humanity's our need for obedience, right? It reveals our need for obedience. And when you look, remember, I know the Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God. And if on the cherubim, between the cherubim is where
Where God
God said he
meets.
will meet with us,
Meet,
it means that
yes.
all of these things that were placed in there are significant, right?
Yes, oh
We as
yes.
individuals must be obedient, must adhere to the laws that would have been there, right? I'm looking at Aaron's rod. We must have that kind of faith to believe. We must, believe in that resurrection power, and the manna would have
Hallelujah.
been the dependence on God. We have a part to
Yes.
play in all of this before God can meet us right between the
Jesus.
cherubim angels. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so if we are going to become the walking
Oh,
ark, the
hallelujah.
host of God's presence, then we must adhere to the commandments. We
Jesus.
must adhere to the word, whatever is written in the word of God. This is our guide if we're going to host the presence of God. Amen. And so it's really something to think about. It's really something to reflect on and something to be talking to the Lord about.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. As
Jesus.
we become carriers, our hosts to the presence of God. And so these are three things that were found inside the ark. Now, the Ark of the Covenant was kept, and I mentioned this earlier, in the most holy place. And this place was called the Holy of Holies, right? This is the innermost and the most sacred part of the tabernacle and the temple. When you look at Exodus 40, verses 20 to 21, it records that Moses would have placed the ark inside the tabernacle and set a veil before the ark, showing the separation between a holy God, where the presence of the Lord is, and the sinfulness of humanity. Now, this separation revealed the seriousness of sin. Sin cannot get into the presence of the Lord. Amen. That's what the word of God said. Regard iniquity in our heart,
You
then the
cannot
Lord will not
hear
hear.
us.
Right? Sin cannot go because he's a holy God.
Yes,
And
yes.
so the veil would have been what separated the presence of the Lord and humanity's sinful nature. This separation, as I said, revealed the seriousness of sin and the need for atonement. That's why the high priest would have to go in there and sprinkle the blood, to kind of blot out the sin. Praise God. When you enter the temple, well, I just shared on it, so I'm going to forego this part. No. When you examine the scriptures in the Bible, those are the different parts of the covenant. You have the mercy seat, the three things that were inside, the handle, the wooden structure on the outside, and the gold that lined the inside. Those are the different parts. Now, if you look at different scriptures in the Bible, we see the scriptures are many, and we won't go through all of them tonight, where the Ark of the Covenant was used. We say that it represents the presence of God. We're going to look at a few of those scriptures and see how the Ark of the Covenant was used. So the Ark of the Covenant had two purposes. Yes, it represents the presence of God, but it served two purposes. It was used as a source of victory, but it was also used as a weapon of destruction.
Amen. All
right.
yes, oh yes, yes.
When God's instructions were obeyed, when God gave an instruction and they were reverent before him and his instructions were obeyed, the Ark of the Covenant would bring triumph and protection. However, when it was approached carelessly, or from persons being disobedient, or persons whose heart posture is not pure, then it became a fearsome instrument of judgment,
Oh, yes,
because the Bible says it brought death and calamity with it.
yes.
And this dual nature of the ark demonstrates that God's presence is holy and it's powerful. It rewards obedience,
Amen.
but it punishes irreverence and
Amen.
disobedience.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Now let's
Yes.
look at a few of these scriptures tonight. I want to drag your memories back with me to when we did the book of Joshua, right? When we look at Joshua chapter 3 and we look at verses 15 to 17, we see where the Ark of the Covenant demonstrated the power of God
Amen.
in that battle,
Amen.
right? When Israel was crossing River Jordan, the word of God says that as soon the priest was the one carrying the ark,
Yes,
right? And as soon as the priest's feet would
touch
touch the
the
water,
water.
the water were cut off,
Yes.
right?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And that's when it banked up on both sides,
On
and they
both
were
sides.
able to walk through the middle of Jordan. In same Joshua, but in chapter 6, when they were going around the walls of Jericho
Jericho.
during that battle, the Ark of the Covenant was what the Lord would have instructed Joshua to have as the as to lead the procession as they
Yes.
marched around the
Yes,
wall.
that's true. That's
Yes.
right. Yes,
And
true,
so the
true.
wall fell. The presence of the Lord brought them around it, and the walls fell because
Amen.
Joshua was, they were obedient to God's command, and that's why they would have yielded these instruct these victory.
Yes.
And it shows that victory did not come from this military strength, but it came from the presence of God and being obedient to his word. As believers, the battle that we fight is many, right? There are many battles that we fight. But if we're going to be victorious, we need the presence of the
God's
Lord
presence.
and we need obedience to the word of God. Amen. It's not business as usual and you do whatever you want, but then you come to fight. No, the
No.
presence of the Lord and
Yes.
obedience to his
Yes, Lord.
word.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. No, although the Ark of the Covenant, it represents God's presence. I want to say represents. That's the word I want to place emphasis on. It is not the presence of God. It represents him. He
Represents
is
God's presence.
there. So when Israel
Yes.
got this, and I'm going to show you why I said that. When they got this ark, at a point they started to treat the ark like it was a magic box,
Because
and
I
oh, as long
told
as I have the ark, it's going to guarantee victory. And so on. And so when we look in 1 Samuel, I would suggest that you read 1 Samuel chapters 4. I think I read 1 to about 7, but you can look deeply at chapters 4, 5, 6, and 7, one in your own time. But in 1 Samuel 4, the elders suggested, because they saw the ark as, something that the magic box,
magic.
rather
Trophy.
than what it is, what it represents. And they were looking now towards the ark for the victory rather than they were looking to God
God.
for the victory,
Amen.
right? And so it
Amen.
says, let us bring the ark that it may save us. So that God may save us,
That
you hear them say that it may save us, showing that they were relying on the ark itself to protect them rather than trusting
God,
and
oh
obeying
God.
God. So even though God says this represents my presence, we need to understand that even though it's a representation of the presence of God, we cannot look to the thing more than we look to God. Amen?
It's not
All
God.
right. And this is a common mistake that we make as believers, where we focus on religious symbols, For example, the olive oil. And with the pour in the olive oil or the prayer shawl, right? Yes, it hosts the presence of God. And so when you use it, the power comes from God and is manifested through it. But the moment we take our eyes from the ultimate source, Jesus Christ himself, and start to focus on the prayer cloth or the olive oil over the how we focus on
On
Jesus Christ,
God.
it's going to become ineffective and inefficient.
Yeah,
Amen. It's just a representation. You use it, and we use it with faith that God, this represents you. But we also know not
decent.
that it's not God. It's not God. And sometimes we look to a person as well. You know, the person carries a certain anointing, and the Lord would have used this person to bring healing. And we say, I demand they heal me. No, healing comes from God,
God.
right? And so when the people of Israel would have said, let us bring the ark that it may save us, let me tell you what you can imagine what happened, right? What happened? They lost the war.
Yes, they
Because
lost
they were looking to the ark instead of looking to
the
God.
God.
True victory cannot come from objects. True victory
No,
cannot even come
no.
from people. It comes from honoring God, obeying God, doing what God has called us to do. Yes, you have a powerful man of God or a powerful woman of God that the Lord will use to bring victory. But understand that without the power and the presence of God, that man couldn't do anything because that man is powerless. That woman,
Yes, that I
powerless.
saw before,
Amen.
powerless.
All focus must be
On
directed
God.
to God himself.
Amen.
And so,
Amen.
because Israel was disobedient and God allowed the Philistines to capture the Ark of the Covenant and to
Yes.
defeat them, showing that even though it represented him, trust and obedience must be given to God and not the object. I want to point out too that the Bible would have made mention to the posture of their hearts. The posture of their hearts reflected disobedience and mistrust. So they weren't looking to God. Them believing in the objects so much, them not approach, you know, the God with reverence and humility and seeking after the Lord.
Yes.
Their focus was on the object, and so they lost the war. So the posture of our hearts, it does matter.
It
When you're
does.
going into prayer, you're upset with somebody, you can't go into prayer and expect to go
No,
into the presence of the
no,
Lord.
no.
He's a holy God, and we won't last. We get into his presence. If we should really get into the presence of the Lord
Oh yes, oh yes,
with
yes.
that anger in our heart, that bitterness, that unforgiveness, whatever it is,
Yes,
we
oh yes.
understand that we wouldn't survive. The glory of God would be too
Oh
much for
yes,
us.
oh
It
yes, oh
wouldn't
yes.
last. Amen. And so we have to be careful. And so even though the Philistines would have captured the Ark of the Covenant, they brought it with them, you know, to where they were. And something happened. Even while they were in captivity, God revealed his supremacy with the ark. So even though the Israelites would have lost the ark in the battle, you know, and they
Yes.
probably think, oh, where's God? God is not, he's still there, but you were looking to the ark, not to him. But when the Philistines would have captured the Ark of the Covenant and brought it, they placed it in their temple, right? The same temple that had their
I
idol, that
does.
is called Dagon or Dagon or however they pronounce it, right? This was the God of the Philistines. And when they placed the Ark of the Covenant in that same place, you
Yes,
know
sir.
what happened? They went the next morning and they
Humble
found the idol, Dagon,
the
face down before the Ark of
face
the
down.
Covenant. You understand? The presence of the Lord is so much. When the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, you
Confess.
know, don't take it lightly, you know. In all of our idol, it must bow. Amen. And so when the Philistine got to the temple the next morning, they saw the Ark, the Dagon, their God,
They
face
gone. They
yes,
gone.
Dagon, and they put him back up. Back up, you know, and they must say, "I want to know what happened."
No.
And when they went back this next time, this time,
Yes.
face down. Dagon was
Yes.
face down,
Yes.
and you know there are parts of the of him that were
Limbs,
broken
his
off,
limbs broken
the
off.
limbs. Thank
Yes,
you,
yes.
the limbs were broken off. No false God. Who can stand in the presence of the
Hands
Lord?
of God. Hallelujah.
My God, who
Oh,
can stand in
my
the
God.
presence of the Lord?
Thank you,
No
Jesus.
false God, right? It didn't stop there. You see me tell you, it's a weapon of destruction, you know. And that's just the beginning. Because of the posture of the hearts of the Philistines, because it was impure, these Philistines were cursed with plagues. The Bible says plagues of tumor. Amen. They were, yes, in Samuel 5, this 3 to 4, it shows that the Philistines were cursed with plagues of tumor. And the Philistines, they became so afraid. I mean, I would be afraid too. They became so terrified. They said, "We don't want the ark. We don't keep it. We will send it back to them. We will give it back to them."
Send it back
Because
over.
hear them now, the God of the Israelites is angry with us. Let us send it
My
back.
God.
Send it back.
Mighty God. And so they decided, they were so fearful, and they made some, you know, some golden image as peace offering, you know, and they would have packed them in the cart and they sent them to a town called Beth Shemesh, right? Now, when it got there, the Bible says that, I tell you, it's a weapon of mass destruction.
Now.
73 men were killed because they looked into the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh,
Thank you, Jesus.
Belshemesh.
70, you can imagine it?
Holy,
And
holiness.
it just goes to
Belshemesh.
show the
His
presence
presence
of the
of
Lord.
his holiness.
I see Minister Lynette put in the chat, God's judgment. And
Oh,
you know, that is where we don't want. You know, God is a God of mercy. Yes, he is. But often, and oftentimes his mercy is, we are reminded of his mercy and his mercy.
Jesus.
And it's renewed every day. And
Amen.
I get that. But he's a
Thank
God
you,
of
Jesus.
judgment also. And so we have to be prepared that
Hallelujah.
when that time of judgment come, we are in good standing,
Oh God.
hallelujah, with the Lord God Almighty.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And so I'm looking at what I have left. I do It's not going to finish tonight, but I
It's
will
no,
go.
it can't finish tonight.
I won't finish tonight. Praise God.
Praise God. It's
But are you
going
flowing
better
with
and better.
me? Everybody with
Amen.
me?
Amen.
My
Amen.
God, yes, sister.
Keep going,
Yes,
girl.
yes.
Keep going.
Amen.
Yes, Sister Camille, it's
Praise
sweet.
God.
You're doing
Yes,
good.
sweet.
Praise
Here.
God.
Hey,
And
glory
so,
to God. Hey, praise
Shek.
God. And so, in a nutshell, what really happened here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank you.
God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank
Yes,
you.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your
Thank you,
presence, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty
Thank you.
God, Jesus,
Yes, Lord.
Jesus,
Yes, Lord.
hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
worthy Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Glory, you
Jesus.
are
Thank you,
worthy,
Jesus.
mighty God. You are
Thank you,
worthy,
Lord. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
You are
Lord.
worthy, mighty God. We
Thank you,
praise you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
you, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
mighty God, for your presence.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
you,
Praise
Jesus.
God. Praise God. So, in a nutshell, what really happened after the Philistine returned the ark? So I want to wrap it up. After the Philistines returned the ark, Samuel told. So these 73 men were killed because they looked into the Ark of the Covenant. And I heard, I think his sister Grant would have said, God is a holy God. You know, the heart, the posture of your heart, it matters, you know. And so because they weren't, the posture of their heart was is not where it's supposed to be, they looked into the, all of them do is look in it, and they were killed, 73 of them.
Yes.
And so when the ark was returned, after the Philistines returned the ark, Samuel would have told the people of Israel, the Israelites, to consecrate their hearts. Amen. Meaning they need to honor God sincerely. Amen. And they did. They turned away and they consecrated their hearts unto the Lord and they honor God. And because now, so we see in Joshua, the two chapters in Joshua 3 and 6, the ark was used as victory. Now we see where it became destruction because tumor came, the Philistines' God were destroyed, and now 73 men were killed, right? The same ark that what led them to victory also led these men to destruction. So when Samuel told the Israelites to consecrate their hearts and they became in alignment, the ark was now sent to Obed-Edom's house. And God, the Bible says that God blessed him and his household for hosting the ark. Found in 2 Samuel 6, verse 11. So that was a blessed household because they hosted the Ark of the Covenant just because of the posture of their hearts, right? Now, later, and I'm comparing, we see some Israelites were treating the ark carelessly, and it brought judgment instead
Judgment.
of blessings. Right? So this is the ark being having two, dual nature, showing that the presence of the Lord, it brings favor when it is respected, but it brings consequences when it is dishonored.
Judgment.
Yes.
Judgment.
Yes. Judgment comes with it when it is dishonored.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. And as I wrap up for tonight, just a little section I have. And then next week, Deacon, if you have me, I will do how to become the Ark of the Covenant.
Wish you would one.
Amen. So when we look at 2 Samuel, I'm still in 2 Samuel 6, verse 6 to 7. Okay, backtrack. When David attempted to bring the ark to Jerusalem, there was a man called, how you pronounce it? Uzzah?
Also, yes, also.
Uzzah, who touched the ark and instantly died. Right? And so, they desecrated the ark. Yes, minister. Praise God. 2 Samuel 6, verse 6 to 7, explain that God's anger was aroused because Uzzah violated God's command.
Yes.
When I
Still,
read it, you know,
your
I
she
get real
stumbled
humble
on
real fast before the
Jesus.
presence of the
Oh,
Lord because
my
so
God.
many times
Oh, God.
do we do things
Oh,
that
God.
allow, he's slow to anger, but he still gets angry. And when the wrath of God
Jesus.
is
Oh, my
released,
God.
we are not able to withstand it. Amen. We can't
Judgment,
withstand
my
it.
Lord.
And so
Judgment.
it pushes us and implores us as believers to try to ensure that our lives are aligned with God's holiness. Amen. And we don't want to do anything because it says Uzzah touched it and died instantly because God's anger arose
Touch
to
the
the ark.
presence of
And some of us, we mix up Jesus Christ first.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
Mighty
yes.
we are in church on Sundays, but on Saturday, the
Oh.
Saturday before, a barn yard with it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Jesus. And so we're trying to mix,
Mix
mock,
up.
you know,
Mix it.
Basta.
Mix it up. Hey.
Jesus. We're trying to mix Jesus, the presence of God,
God
with
with
the forces of
evil
darkness.
darkness.
Mighty God, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Have
And
mercy.
so we have to be
Jesus.
careful that we
Yes.
don't arouse the anger
Anger
of
of
God.
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, help us, mighty God. Now,
Jesus.
this incident teaches us that God's holiness does not change. God is a holy God. It does not change. And even if you had very good intentions for doing what you did, God's holiness does not change.
Karmic,
There's
karmic.
no compromise.
Oh,
There's
God.
no room for impurity.
Thank you,
God's
Jesus.
holiness does not
Oh,
change.
my God.
Oh,
Oh,
God.
God. Thank you,
When
Jesus.
David brought the ark correctly,
Hallelujah.
with worship, with sacrifices, with obedience, God's presence brought joy and blessings.
Yes. Yes.
But when persons would have approached the Ark of the Covenant with impurity in their hearts, without consecration,
Oh
without
God.
sanctification,
Thank you,
it
Jesus.
brought destruction.
Hallelujah.
And so, if you don't leave with anything tonight,
Jesus.
let us remember that there's no compromise for
Oh, none.
holiness.
None. None.
No compromise. And so, if we're going to benefit and if we're going to be seeking the Lord for the glory, for his glory, for his manifestation, for his presence, we must remember that it comes with discipline, it comes with honor
Obedience.
for divine instructions, and it comes with obedience. Amen.
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 Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
And like I would have said earlier, this is not conclusive. There are several other instances in the Bible where the Ark of the Covenant demonstrated blessing from the Lord, through victory, and other instances where it's a weapon of
Oh,
total,
yes.
of mass destruction. Okay.
Amen.
Let it. You
Amen.
have the privilege now to go and to search and to find some more instances and to read and just become edified with the Word of God. But
Amen. Amen.
whatever, all the instances that you will examine, it's going to come back to one conclusion, and it has to do with the posture of your heart. When they
Amen.
brought it with a posture that was impure, know that it caused destruction. When they
Thank you,
brought it
sister.
with a posture that was purified, just remember the inside of the ark is gold.
Gold.
There's no room
Pure,
for
purity,
impurity in
gold.
gold. It's
Gold.
goes through the fire until it is refined.
Yeah,
Every ounce
pure
of
gold.
impurity is removed.
Hallelujah.
And so
Hallelujah.
we have to become our inside, our heart, the posture of it must be like gold.
Thank you,
Purity must be
Jesus.
maintained. Consecration must
Hallelujah.
be maintained. Hallelujah. And so let
Hallelujah.
us examine the posture of our hearts tonight. Let us go before the Lord, be
Examine
open and
ourselves. Yes.
honest before Him. Jesus, that is how we're going to experience growth in God. That is how He's going to usher us into His presence in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
name. And I will share with you one testimony, and then I hand over to Deacon Scott to close. Deacon, next week I will just wrap up and I will do Becoming the Ark of the Covenant. But the testimony I would have shared on this platform some time ago that I do, the 21 days of fasting in January, every year for a number of years now, maybe six years now. And this year I was intentional. When I started, I said, God, me not fast, be fast. Me a fast because and there must be evidence of some changes in my life. Some things that I there must be growth, some things where me I struggle with God. Me not supposed to struggle with it. I need your presence to increase. I'm intentional. I want more of you. And I
Oh,
remember I did the first week. I remember even the first 2 days that I did, I was
don't
so
know
weak.
if it's something
My
up.
body, oh my God, I don't know how to explain it, but you cut off from red meat, you cut off from sugar, I cut off from snacks, I cut off from all I had was like fruits, vegetables, ground provisions, nuts, and seafood. And so sugar and all of them something there. When your body not your blood sugar low, you become shaky, and it became evident even in my voice. And so that was happening for the first 2 days and the first 2 week. The first week I had to push through. I was intentional. I'm not going to give in. And so I went. The second week, I remember I came home the Saturday. I would have prayed and I would have spent maybe from about 9 to about after 4 in the closet. I spent some hours in the closet because I'm saying I am intentional. I must see God during this fast. The Monday evening, I came home and I sat at the table and I think I was about to eat. And no, I think I was working on the computer and I feel the bidding of the Holy Spirit. And I heard a song in my spirit and I started to sing it. And the Holy Spirit said to me, get up and go in your closet. And I got up and it was strange because, it had never happened before. But before I got into the closet, I felt, or if you know me enough, when the anointing comes on me, there's a shaking. an uncontrollable shaking in my body. And you see me shaking from time to time, and you think I'm the one doing it. It just happens when the anointing comes. And so when I was walking towards the room, I noticed I was shaking. And I'm like, okay. I opened the closet, I went in, and I closed the door, and I got inside. And when I, as a matter of fact, when I opened the door and I looked in the closet, it's the closet that I go to pray for how many years now, but it was different. There was something different about it that day. And the moment I stepped inside, I feel a hush. Mighty God, a hush came over me, and I started shaking, and I started. I became confused. People of God, believe me when I tell you, I became confused. I sat down. There's a chair in there. There's a little table. I sat down on the chair and I lifted my hands and I said, "Should I be praying? Should I be worshiping? God, what do you require of me at this time?" And I said, "All right, I'm going to kneel down." And then I said, "No, I'm going to get up." And I'm just so confused. And I remember going down on my knees and lifting my hands. And I tell you, the presence of the Lord, people of God, came that night. And let me tell you something. The presence of the Lord is a scary place to be, because what is I lost? I feel like I lost sanity. I feel like a complete idiot. I feel confused. I feel like I don't know. Me, I don't know what to do. I'm asking the questions that me. I said, "God, what am I supposed to do?" I fell on my knees. I get up. I sit on the chair. I am worshiping. I am praying. Everything all at
Hallelujah.
the same time.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, Jesus, Hallelujah. Jesus. And so he came and he spoke to me, and that's how I knew, because at first I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was happening, but he spoke to me and he called my name. I've heard the voice of the Lord many times before, but this time it was different. He called my name. He said, "Camille," and I heard with clarity. And he said, "I have called you." And I'm like, "Here I am, Lord." I'm completely con People have got me turned idiot. I don't know what to do with myself when the presence of the Lord came. And I felt like there was a fire, like a fireball, just drop in my stomach. And I tell you, I am trying to shout hallelujah. And the same, but the fire that was inside of me, I was just bawling out to God. I didn't even realize I was bawling out to God until, because my husband wasn't here. And when he came the night, I asked him, "Did you come here today?" I was in there for over an hour, just under the anointing, not knowing what to do with myself when the presence of the Lord came. And he said, "Yes, I came." And I said, "You heard me?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "What were you doing? What was I doing?" He said, "You were screaming, just screaming, screaming, screaming." Because when the presence of the Lord comes, people of God, I can't explain it to you. I just know that I was terrified. I've always called him for his presence to come. I've had encounters with him. But this time when he came, I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do
My
when he
Lord,
came.
my
And
Lord.
I know Elder Edwards called me within the same time. And because I was just crying, there was a fire inside of my belly, just fire. And I know I laid down and I felt like I was pregnant. Those of us who are mothers, we know. When you're gonna give birth and you
Birth.
pull out a baby, that's
My
what
God,
happened. From
yes.
the bottom of my belly became numb. It feel like my womb tightened up, and I felt like I was pushing out a baby. And the fire inside my belly, and I can't talk, and I can't move. I'm just a
Jesus,
jump. I'm just a
Jesus.
shit, and I'm
What an
just staring.
experience, Jesus.
Listen,
What an
my God,
experience.
when
Hallelujah.
the presence of the Lord comes, everything changes. Everything stands still. It doesn't matter how knowledgeable you think you are. You can't come against the. I don't even know how to phrase it. I just know that when the presence of the Lord came that night, I became a complete idiot.
Oh my God.
The only
Oh
way to
my
put it,
God.
I became a complete idiot.
Thank you,
But
Lord.
God would
My
have been
God.
preparing me from before, because he would have had me the entire week to be praying about the posture of my heart, the just consecration, consecration, finding the scriptures, praying about the posture of my heart. And then I look back and I said, "God, is a dangerous world we live in. Because if I had summoned you and said, God, come, and you came, and you hadn't prepared me through fasting so that my heart would be pure, my husband would probably just come home and find me dead. And that's
Hey,
what happens in the
God.
presence of the Lord. So I just want to urge us, I'm going to stop. I want to urge
Thank
us
you,
as
Jesus.
believers tonight to let us, live a consecrated life. It's not easy. It takes intentionality, but it is possible through the power of the Holy Spirit, through intentionality
Thank
and
you,
through
Jesus.
deliberate actions. Amen. And
Hallelujah.
as you go tonight, let us live, let us aim to live a
Thank you,
consecrated life. And when
Jesus.
God see your
Oh
desires
yes, oh
and
yes, oh
know
yes.
that you are
Oh yes.
desirous of
Thank you,
living that
Jesus.
life, He is going to show up. He's going to help you to experience that consecrated
Hallelujah.
life of
That was good.
consecration
That
that
was
you
lovely.
desire. Amen.
Lovely,
And so
lovely,
I stop
lovely.
here for tonight because I will go on and on. But I stop
Lovely.
here for tonight in Jesus' name. I hand over to Deacon and we'll finish next week.
Oh,
God bless you,
beautiful,
people of
beautiful,
God.
beautiful. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
sister.
Bless
Thank
the
you.
Lord. Praise
Thank
God.
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory,
Lord.
glory to your name,
Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. God
Hallelujah. Isn't
be
he
praised.
wonderful? God
Hallelujah.
be praised.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
yes. God
Hallelujah.
praise
God be
tonight. Give
praised.
him
God.
worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
God
to
is
God.
worthy. He's
Glory
worthy. He's
to
worthy.
worthy, my God. You're
Hallelujah. We bless
worthy.
your name,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We thank you for
Glory
your
to God.
visitation.
Thank you,
We
Jesus.
thank you for who you are, mighty
Oh,
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are
Thank you, Jesus.
worthy,
You're
Jesus, you are
worthy, oh
worthy.
God.
Hallelujah. We
Worthy of
bow our
praise.
knee before
Thank
your
you,
throne,
Jesus.
mighty God. We
Hallelujah.
know
Thank
our
you,
life
Jesus.
is not our
Hallelujah.
own.
Thank you,
We give you
Jesus.
praise, mighty
Glory
God.
to
We give you
God.
sacrifices of
Bless
praise.
your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We give
Worthy,
you glory,
Lord.
mighty God.
Thank
We
you,
give you
Jesus.
praise. We exalt
Hallelujah.
you. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
mighty
Thank
God.
you,
We
Jesus.
give you
Above
glory.
all
We
else,
give you
glory
glory.
to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name,
Thank you,
Jehovah
Jesus.
God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You're worthy.
Thank
You're
you,
worthy.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Thank you, mighty
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
Tonight,
for cleansing, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus,
Wash us in your
mighty
blood,
God.
oh God. Soak us in your
Yes,
blood.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
We give
mighty.
God thanks tonight
Thank you,
for his grace and
Jesus.
his
Oh God.
mercies. We
Thank
thank
you,
Sister Camille
Jesus. We
for
have
presenting
feasted.
this
Oh.
word, and we have feasted. Amen, Minister. We have feasted, and
Yes.
we know for sure that the presence of the Lord was in this place. He is in this
Hallelujah.
place. We know for sure that something had happened. Amen. Because his
Amen.
presence has come, and something, a change, a shift in the atmosphere would have happened. I don't know about you, but I
Thank
know
you,
in my
Jesus.
atmosphere, I feel the presence
Thank
of
you,
living
Lord.
God among me tonight. And I know that something has
Hey,
shifted.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those
Thank you,
of you who are
Jesus.
in the hearing of the voice of Sister Camille's
Jesus.
tonight, it's not no ordinary voice that you have heard. It's
Oh,
the
God.
presence of God that has spoken tonight. And
Thank
we
you,
can
Jesus.
affirm that. And we
Jesus.
know that
Hallelujah.
something is about you. I'm going to listen for the testimonies here
Thank you,
online. You know, we give
Jesus.
God thanks for Sister
Oh,
Camille. Sister
hallelujah.
Camille would have said that the Ark of the Covenant is a physical object.
Jesus.
Amen. It is sacred and it represents the presence of God.
God.
He spoke about the different parts of the covenant, the measurement of it, how specific God is. When God
Jesus.
speaks, he is specific.
Specific.
Amen. And should have mentioned that if you delay in your obedience, it is just as being disobedient. You know, we realize that even with us as human beings, God is so intentional when he made us that each and every one of us have a different fingerprint. So no matter if somebody has died and gone on, that fingerprint is not going to transfer to a baby coming in. Everybody in this world have a separate
Separate finger,
fingerprint.
yes.
That is how intentional God is when he made us. We are unique. Amen. Sister Camille would have mentioned that the Lord's presence is right between the two cherubims right there.
Yes.
Yes. And she said that the
the three sacred items in the Ark of the Covenant were the golden pot that had manna. Mark, you know, the golden pot that had manna. Number two, Aaron's rod that budded. And it didn't just bud, but it bear fruit, and the fruit was edible. You know, it was edible fruit. And it also had the stones with the covenant, the tables of stone with the covenant. And today we are carrying the Ark of the Covenant in us, the very presence of God. That is to say that we have provision because it had the pot with the manna. So we are carrying that pot with the manna inside of us, that provision. We are carrying the rod of Aaron that budded, that shows miracle. Miracles will follow us. Signs and wonders will follow us because we have that rod inside of us that budded. And we also have the commandments of Almighty God to keep and to
Amen.
live by. Amen. So we are so blessed tonight. I give God thanks for Sister Camille. I give God thanks. You know, and should also share that the ark can bring a blessing to you, and it also can bring judgment. It is your
Amen.
choice what you want the Ark of the Covenant to bring to you. It is your choice
Jesus.
whether you want it God to be a God of judgment, or you
Judgment.
want him to be the one that
Have mercy.
have
Amen.
mercy on you. If you want the
Jesus.
mercy, it is in this life. It is
Oh,
now. If you
God.
want God's mercy, it is now. If you want the judgment, just live your life any and anyhow. And at the point of death, when devils seize your life and take it to hell, that's where you're going to see the judgment of Almighty God. But we have a choice now to make whether we want and I we want the mercies of Almighty God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So don't compromise. Don't
Amen.
compromise your holiness for any and any old rooks
Thank
or
you,
any and any old thing.
Jesus.
Just keep living close to Jesus. And with that saying, I just want to invite you all. I'm glad that you came and spent this hour with us. And we have seen some new members. I want to
New
welcome you personally.
faces.
Sister Georgia is back with us. We give God thanks for you, Sister Georgia. Sister Beverly, we give God thanks for you. We bless your presence here with us, and we pray that the word has bring some sort of comfort to you in your situation. Sister Adassa, we bless God for you, and we just pray the covering of Almighty God upon your Samsung SM and you know, we give God thanks, Samsung Note 8 and Galaxy Note 8. To God be the glory. We welcome you to come back again whenever our Sister Dasa is Sister Terry's sister. Bless the Lord, sister. Yes, we welcome you to come back again when next we meet on Thursday at the same time, 8 o'clock, and the same platform, and also Saturday, same platform. Amen. At this time, I want to invite Sister Candy to come and give us our reminders. And after that, you will hear Sister Grant, who will pray for Sister Camille and cover the platform and pronounce the benediction. Amen. Bless the Lord. Sister Candy.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Good
sis.
night.
Nice
Tonight was such a
to
blessing.
meet you.
I am actually angry with myself that I missed the beginning of it because of some, well, personal issues, but I'm happy I caught the last part of it and the testimony as well. All right, just a
Amen.
few announcements. We welcome you to come out this Thursday at 8 p.m. on the same platform for the word. It promises to be an on-time word that will replenish your soul. I was not able to make it last Thursday, but I know it must have been a blessing. It's always a blessing to come on a Thursday and a Saturday. So this will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, on the same link. It promises to be a blessing. So we invite you all to come out. You can post it on your status and just invite everyone you know. Also, we're looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday again at 8 p.m. for Bible study. And we hope you have a productive week winning souls for Christ by the lives you live and the words you speak. We'll just invite Sister Grant to now to just close off in prayer and to do the benediction.
Amen.
Amen.
You're your daughter.
That's my daughter.
Amen. Not everyone. This was quite a mouthful.
Oh God.
Amen.
You don't
bless
know
the
where to
Lord.
Begin from, because this has so many facets.
Oh God.
Glory be to God that we were able to look at this special object of worship.
Amen.
And we draw from it tonight that we must focus on God, be obedient to Him, walk a life and live a life of holiness, no compromise, and purity is the hallmark.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Let us go to God in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, for a closer walk with God. A calm and heavenly frame. A light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Most holy, righteous, and eternal God, we approach you at this time. Lord, we come as a group, praising you, worshiping and adoring you, because you are holy, you are just, you are mighty, and you are upright in all your ways. Father God, we thank you tonight that we can come into your presence. We can enter into the Holy of Holies.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because we have an eternal high priest who is seated at your right hand.
Yes,
and tonight, Lord, we can come. Nothing in our hands we bring, but simply to the cross we cling. Father God, we thank you that you simplified for us. Lord, in time past, there had to be an animal sacrifice. But tonight we can come, Lord, with nothing in our hands. Just look into the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. And tonight he's interceding on our behalf.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we just thank you for your beloved Son that you sent into this world to redeem us at such a tremendous cost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, it's not the blood of lambs or any animal, but it's the precious
blood
of your
Jesus.
Only begotten Son.
Jesus.
Tonight, God, we come again. What can wash away our sins?
Nothing.
Nothing but the blood of
the
Jesus.
Glory to God.
What can make us whole again?
Jesus.
Precious is that fount that flowed that from Calvary. So tonight,
hallelujah.
Lord, we just bless your name. We just worship
hallelujah.
You. We thank you, God, that we are free to
yes,
worship
Lord.
You wherever we
yes,
are in our
God.
Spaces. Father God, there are others
Lord
tonight
Jesus.
Who are not as blessed as we are.
Oh,
we
God.
Thank you, God, that we are privileged.
Jesus.
We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For the speak of the night, Lord.
Oh,
Father
yes,
God, we
Lord,
thank you for the words
God.
That came. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you, Lord, for the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, that
Jesus.
We can enter into the Holy of Holies tonight.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your servant.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is at work. Because
oh,
it's the Holy Spirit,
God.
Lord, that
Hallelujah.
Enlightens us, that
Thank
teaches
Jesus,
us,
Lord.
And gives us boldness
oh, God.
To speak your word.
Jesus.
So tonight, Lord,
Empower.
We pray for her.
Thank
we pray
you
continue to show her with
oh,
your blessings.
God.
We pray, Lord, that you'll help her to overcome any obstacle, Lord, that will prevent
God.
Her, Lord, from being all that you want her to be.
Oh,
Jesus.
Tonight, God, we pray for every person on this platform. You know each person,
oh,
Lord. You know the situations that we are in. But Father God, you are the one who will fight for us.
Jesus.
Because, Lord, you promised that you will fight for your people.
Oh,
and so
God.
Tonight, God,
Hallelujah.
We know that you are a mighty warrior.
Jesus.
And so we commit you ourselves
yes,
under the banner of the cross.
Yes,
because
yes,
we know
Lord.
Under the banner of the cross, Lord,
Jesus.
We know that there will be victory.
Oh, God.
Father God, we pray tonight for those who are under the weather. We pray tonight, Lord, for your healing touch.
Amen.
We pray
yes,
for
Lord.
Each person, Lord. There's whatever circumstance, whatever difficulty they are facing tonight, Lord,
Jesus.
We lift it up to you.
Hallelujah.
We know, Lord, that burdens
Hallelujah.
are lifted at Calvary. You said you're
Glory to
prepared to
God.
cast our care on you because you care for us.
Jesus.
You said, come
Hallelujah.
unto you, all you are heavy laden,
Jesus.
and I will
Glory
give
to
you
your
rest.
name.
But tonight, God, we just want to cast every care on you. We pray, Lord, that you'll be in
Yes,
our
Lord.
midst. You'll be in our homes. Lord, you know every situation. You know the conflicts. You know everything, God. We just lay them, Lord, at the foot of the cross.
Mighty
Father
God,
God,
Jesus.
we thank you for this ministry.
Thank you,
Lord,
Lord.
When we would be doing something else, Lord, we have been engaged in your word, studying your
Yes,
word,
Lord.
Lord,
Yes, Lord.
and seeking, Lord, to be better disciples.
Yes,
okay.
Father
Lord.
God, we just want to give you thanks again. We pray, Lord, that you'll continue to bless us even as we part one from another, that you'll be in our midst. Great God of heaven, come down now and visit us. Pour out a blessing upon us.
Oh,
because,
God.
Lord, we do
Yes,
stand
Lord.
In need of your blessings. Father God, there are so many things, Lord, that distract us, Lord, from being attentive to you and to your word. Lord, you know the issues even in this country and all over the world.
Yes, Lord.
I'll just lift them up to you tonight. Father God, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. And we say thank you for all things as we pray in Jesus' holy and mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you.